This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we didn't learn anything during the break.
Nope. We have John Maxwell. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Aha.
Good.
John Maxwell, and he's here about the Young Eagles raffle. What a wonderful thing to talk about.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to start out and say a huge thanks to all the volunteers and security and staff for everything that's going on this weekend, because we've been a little delayed and everything else, but we're open now, and we're going to be selling tickets to raise money for the Young Eagles for that beautiful 2019 Mustang GT convertible parked out in front of the Welcome Center. This is our 20-something year doing the raffle.
Wow, is it that long?
Yes.
That means that the first car that they raffled off has probably been worn out by now.
And that was a Jaguar.
Nice.
That's before the Mustangs and Ford got involved.
They did the Jaguar, and then they did the pickup, an F-150 Lightning, 1 year. And then ever since after the pickup, it's been Mustangs ever since. The past 2 years, we've sold out the raffle. So it's been fabulous, you know, and of course all that. All those proceeds go to the Young Eagles program, which is getting youth interested in aviation and filling that gap that we need to get filled.
Yeah, because, you know, after we retire, we're going to want to fly somewhere, and we need pilots.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. And on top of all the other wonderful programs that the Young Eagles have come up with over the past few years, it's a good cause. And we're out here selling. We're open, and we're excited.
That's, you know, fantastic. Everybody that's in this place is excited about something.
I think they're mostly excited it stopped raining.
I think that, too. We're grateful for that as well.
That's always helpful, especially when you live out here for 10 days or what.
Yep. And you thought, why did I come out here for this?
Yeah, I could have gone anywhere and gotten mud. So anyway, you're selling these tickets. Where can we get them?
Exactly. We have four locations on the grounds. We have the Welcome Center, where the actual car you win, you got to take delivery of it here if you win it, is at the Welcome Center. So that's an easy booth to find because the car is right there. We also have some demonstration cars, which are parked outside of our booths by Brown Arch and Vintage. We have booths set up. They're real easy to find. Brown Arch is right in front of the Flightline Pavilion, and there will be a blue car there shortly. Mustang.
Is the winning car red by any chance?
No, it's blue.
We got a blue one this year.
That's, yep. I'm sure it's pretty.
And then we also have one more booth in the Ford tent, so people can stop in there to buy their tickets. That's a popular place to buy tickets as well. Tickets are $100, of course, because it's for that beautiful Mustang.
Isn't it a limited number of tickets?
1,500 tickets can be sold.
So that's really good odds that you're going to win.
Yes. And as I said, it's like a huge thanks to everyone who supported and bought tickets over the years. We've sold out the past 2 years, and it's just for the first time ever in the raffle since we've been doing it. And it's unbelievable, the amount of people who just come and buy tickets every year and support, and it's we're hoping for a three-peat. I've got my finger crossed.
But, there you go.
But yeah, stop by the booths. Our volunteers are selling tickets. And
when is it drawn?
And the drawing is at 3:00 on Sunday at the Welcome Center. That's when we do the actual drawing.
Now, do you have to be present in order to win?
Do not have to be present to win.
They'll give you a phone call.
Yeah, they'll just call you and tell you to drive back out here and pick up your car.
That's right. And the winners are very happy.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not a big deal, is it?
No, you wouldn't drive back out here. You'd fly.
Well, you'd fly, yeah.
You'd drive it home.
Well, they also have a bunch of volunteers at that point to come pick the car up for them and drive it.
I'm in.
They meet a lot of new friends.
Yeah,
real quick.
Lots of new friends with that.
The car, is it a hard top or a convertible?
Is it a stick shift? Forget the hard top.
Yeah, it is. It's the manual transmission, it's a convertible.
Woo!
Yep. There's everything you want.
Ooh, give me.
And it has the upgraded exhaust in it too.
Yeah.
So it's growly.
It rumbles.
Okay.
Yep, it rumbles and it's growly.
And those tickets are only $100 a piece?
Only $100. Yeah, still such, only $100.
Such a deal.
Now, if they could just arrange a discount on your first five speeding tickets.
Yeah. It comes with them pre-embossed.
That's
ready
right.
For signature.
Get out of jail free card.
Yeah, well, thankfully it's not red because, you know, the red cars get stopped
so
before
they
the
say.
Blue cars.
Yeah.
So they say so. The blue one, you may
get skate through,
as much.
Yeah,
but what
yeah.
people don't know is that the yellow ones are the faster ones.
Oh yeah,
ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't tell them that. The blue ones are the faster ones.
Yeah,
he's got to sell
wait
tickets.
Wait a minute, there might be law enforcement listening to this. Ignore.
No,
what
there might
just
be
said.
Law enforcement buying tickets.
Yeah.
Yes.
They fast cars too.
That's right. They like to go fast as well.
But no, it's a beautiful car. The cars that we get are just gorgeous, and it's everything up here. Everybody that's involved. I've been. This is my eighth year as chair as a raffle, and it's just been an outstanding time up here as usual. I mean, we can't say thank you enough to the volunteers for coming up here and working, staff, you guys on the radio.
Isn't work.
This is
yeah,
fun.
But getting all this information out, I mean, it's just a great time up here, and it's my 19th year coming.
Wow.
So
did they let you drive the car? Test drive it?
Not this one.
Oh.
I haven't done this one because it's in the museum. Starting in March, because we sell tickets at Hops and Props as well.
Right.
Through the convention here. So I can say I have a museum car for 6 months.
You know,
there you go.
We forgot to ask the most important question about the car.
And?
Is it a V8?
Oh,
of
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the GT 50.
Okay.
Right, right.
Yes,
oh,
definitely.
Time to do the
Please.
Happy dance.
Yeah, it's...
Well,
I don't
no.
even know where that came from.
No, there,
of course it's a V8.
Well, you can get V6 Mustangs, too.
Oh, blasphemy.
Yes, I agree with you, but there are people out there that do buy the V6.
Well, they are cheaper.
Well, not only that, but the V6s are good for about 300 horsepower these days, so that's no slouch by any means.
True, but it just doesn't have that sound.
No, nope, it's got to have the V8. You
yeah,
have
well, you don't get the growl with that upgraded exhaust with a V6.
No.
I'm sorry.
And it's got a knob on the dashboard, growl, snarl, quiet.
Yeah, right.
That'd be
ground,
awesome.
Snarl, police.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Full leather interior.
It's a beautiful, it's black. It's black interior.
It's got all the candy.
Maybe we should sweeten the deal.
How's that?
And they get an autographed picture of us sitting in it.
Hey, why not?
Oh,
I'll
yeah, there you
the
go.
Dashboard.
We can make that happen.
Hey.
That's scary. You ticket sales will just fall off the earth right
there. You see this? The Fast Eddie Digital Dave Ford Mustang Young Eagles raffle.
Oh, yeah. That's going to happen.
Dick Nepinski is having kittens right
like,
now.
Oh, my God. Get them off the air.
It sounds like somebody's going to have themselves a really good prize. We were here last year, and I heard, I think it was a lady that won last year's Mustang, something like that, or maybe the year before. But I heard she was real
I think
happy.
He's making it up because he's obviously doesn't remember it right.
Oh, no, all the winners are extremely happy.
Sure.
It's the process and everything over the years. We didn't start this last year. So the process and working with staff and everything when you do win, you know, it's an event. And if you're here,
that's even
when
better.
You win it, when we draw it, that's even better because it's just it's been quite a few years since we've actually had a winner here on the grounds mm-hmm. when we've drawn the ticket.
This is kind of an odd question, though. Can I use a credit card to buy a ticket?
Oh, yes. Cash and credit card.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yep, cash.
You said you started selling at Hops and Props. How many tickets do you have sold so far?
So far, because the museum has had tickets as well up until now. They're still selling throughout the week, too. But we've only got about 113 tickets sold.
Okay.
As of right now.
I was waiting for you to say like 700 halfway there.
I was figuring he had 113 left to go.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
That would be nice.
We sell them all here, you know, and it's here where we get everything done.
You know, here's a good one for you. Can people buy tickets online?
No, they cannot.
You have to be here to do it.
You have to be here to buy the tickets because we are under a Wisconsin raffle license.
Okay.
So we can only sell raffle tickets in the state
in
of Wisconsin.
In the state of Wisconsin, right.
Correct. Okay. So, and this is where everybody comes. So everybody buys their ticket this week.
Yeah, well, we better hurry up.
Yeah. Watch the planes, win a car.
There you go. Then drive down the runway really fast.
Yep.
Not recommended.
Oh, come on, just once.
Well, you know what they say. It's better to beg forgiveness than to ask for permission.
That's correct. All right. We've been talking with
John Maxwell
of the EAA Young Eagles Mustang Raffle. Go out there and buy your tickets now.
That's right. $100 a piece. They're going fast.
This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.